Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble. Thanks again for hanging out with me. 34 after the hour. Always a pleasure to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to a long-time member of our Brain Trust, going back, coming up on 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Our good friend Peter Meyer is here. Peter's one of the smartest guys I know. He's a global thinker, a global consultant to so many businesses, large and small. He's the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets. You hear me talk about that even when Peter's not here. And also Warp Speed Growth. And I've got good news, folks. He has another book coming out pretty soon, so we'll all look forward to that. Peter Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Jim.
Good to have you back. You know, Peter, one of the things that I like talking about on the show that you've helped us with and some other members of our Brain Trust have helped us with, and that's the concept of change, our response to change. Mm-hmm. Are we accepting change? Are we managing change, or are we leading change? And all of that, wherever you are in that whole dynamic, your relationship with change, with things that are changing, or things that need to change, or change's impact on you, all of that seems to me, and I want you to talk about this a little bit, depends on your response to that, right? And the timing of your response, right?
It definitely depends on your timing of response, but sometimes it's not even about response. It's about taking action instead of waiting to respond. So change happens because we wait for it, or change happens because we drive it or make it. In our businesses, we made the business. Small business owners are in place because we made the business by taking action, mm-hmm. by being an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the business became into place, and that's why we're enjoying ourselves doing that. If we wait just to react, the small business might never exist. And that would be a shame. We would not be enjoying ourselves the way we are. Being an actor or being a reactor is a fundamental question, a fundamental choice that we each make every day.
Isn't that the kind of, in any given day, we're guilty of both of those things in any particular situation?
We make that choice over and over again all day long. It is not something that you are destined to be one or the other. It's something that you make a choice to do. We tend to bias ourselves. The best leaders of business in the world tend to be actors more often.
Mm-hmm.
But even so, you're right. It's something we do. We make both decisions every day. When we make the decision to act, it can be scary, and it can be much better.
So one of the things that I encourage people to do in other areas is, whether you take action or don't take action, whether you're an actor or a reactor, make sure it's your choice and not something you just let happen. What do you think?
Well, if you just let it happen, you can't be an actor.
So this is a good point of distinction. My point is if I say, okay, if somebody comes to me and says, okay, Peter's getting ready to do this, what should we do to respond to that? And I say, well, why don't we just let this play out a little bit and see what Peter does? So I'm saying, at this particular point, we're better off to react to what you're going to do. But I'm making that decision. And I guess you're calling that an action, right?
When I make the choice to work from what I know is my plan or what is my set of principles,
right,
and let you go ahead and do what you're going to do, I'm acting.
Okay,
I'm
I see what you're saying. Okay, that's a very important distinction, and that's what I tell people all the time is make sure that even if you're not doing something, even if you've chosen to wait, even if you've chosen to put something off, it's because you made a decision to do that, not because you just you let it lie fallow or you let it atrophy or whatever.
The decision to work from a direction, from a set of principles from within, is a decision that you get to make. That may cause you to let things happen around you because you're following your path. The question then is, when do you take action, not when to react? And what others do is simply giving you the opportunity, or that's not exactly right. What you're doing is letting others do things until the opportunity you predefined happens, then you act on it.
Even deciding to wait is an action.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hold on that thought. Right back with Peter Meyer, folks. Good stuff here. We're going to get Peter to help us out with this, make some more distinctions about when we should act and why we should act and not react. Reacting probably is not a good thing most of the time, folks. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.